Edius Perkches Mishnovav 8:6. So this mission requires a bit of background. There are, if you think about it, basically four general areas of increasing sanctity, kedusha, that are marked by extra mitzvahs are only possible over there. So the first is Eretz Yisrael, the entire country. There are certain mitzvahs there, like the mitzvahs of Shemitah and of Trumas and Maasos, which apply just to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Eretz Yisrael has a certain kedusha. Then you have the city of Yerushalayim, which has increased kedusha, and it's only there that one can eat Maaser Sheni, that second tithe, as well as Kadshim Kalam, when you eat Korbanos, like a Korban Pesach, for example, has to be eaten within the precincts of Yerushalayim. Then you have the temple precincts, which basically you have the main part is the Azara, the place. There are other intermediate stages that I'm skipping, but there's the Azara, which is basically where the Korbanos are performed. The Shechita is done over there, as well as the different activities around the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash are done all in the Azara. And then you have the building, if you will, that's in the Azara, to the west, on the back west side there. I'll call it behind, if you're looking at that from that perspective, of the Mizbeach, which is called the Heichal. The word Heichal sometimes refers to just the section of the Heichal called the Kodesh, but the Heichal, as I'm talking about it here, and our mission refers to it, is the whole structure, which means you have the Ulam in the front, the Kodesh in the middle, where the menorah, Mizbeach HaZav, and then the back, the far west side, if you will, the back, you have the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And certain things are only done inside that area as well. Okay, so each of these places are not necessarily, you know, intrinsically kadosh. They need to be sanctified. They need to actually be invested with that kedusha. Now, the first time that happened was when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael under Yehoshua. So when Yehoshua came and he was kovesh and mechalek, he conquered and apportioned the land of Eretz Yisrael. So he invested it with a certain kedusha. And the mitzvahs that are tlius ba'aretz, like Shemitah and the Maasros and so on, kicked in. Okay? Now, everyone agrees that the Kedusha that was invested in Eretz Yisrael by Yehoshua was called, he was Kidsha L'Sha'ata. He sanctified it for the time being. But it was dependent upon the Jews being there. And the Jews, his conquest of Eretz Yisrael meant the Jews were there. And when the Jews stopped being there, the Kedusha departed. So everyone agrees that in the wake of the Chorban, the first Chorban by the Babylonians, so Eretz Yisrael lost its Jewish population and therefore also lost its Kedusha, which is surprising to some, but that's the fact. And then later on, the Jews came back from Bavel and Pras, and it was, let's call it under Ezra, and Ezra essentially sanctified Eretz Yisrael. This time not through conquering and kiwish, rather chazaka, and therefore his investment of the land of Israel's Kedusha, we say was done not just l'sha'ata, but also l'halacha, as Rambam paskens it, also l'asid lavo, not just for the time being while they were there, but forevermore, in perpetuity into the future. Okay, now, there's a question regarding, let's call it Shlomo's consecration of the Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim, that David and Shlomo did of Yerushalayim and the Azara, if the sanctification for those areas was done also just l'shata, for the time being, while the walls are up and the base Amigdash Bais Rishon was functioning, but after the Chorban, it also lost its Kedusha, both for Yerushalayim and the Azara, the temple precincts, or not, was it that I'll call it Shlomo and David, if they were Makadosh and not just L'Shata, but also L'Asid Lavo in perpetuity, meaning that the Kedusha persists even if the buildings has been destroyed. Now, the mission is really revolving on that point, and the basic idea will be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yerushalayim and the Azaros were only sanctified l'sha'ata, and therefore, when they were destroyed, they lost their Kedusha, and therefore, in order to rebring Korbanos, you need to re-put up at least makeshift walls, or curtains as they were actually used, and designated the region that would be the Azara. You also need to have like the Heichal defined with also with curtains, because the Pasuk requires like the
the Pesach Ohel Moed and the Chatzar Ohel Moed. So the point is, these areas need to have what the analog of the Ohel Moed is. That will be the Heichel. You need to have a Pesach, you need to have an entranceway to it. That's where the Korbanos are happening. And you need to have the Chatzar around it. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that they couldn't, when they came back under Ezra, they couldn't do the Avodah Beis Hamikdash until they put up like some kind of temporary curtains. At least that would mark off, and they could invest with Kedusha, the Azara, and in, and also for Yerushalayim would be. Without that, it doesn't work. Now, and they did not, as a matter of fact, but for now, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. Rabbi Yehoshua holds that the Kedusha that Shlomo Melech invested into the Mikdash area was also Lasid Lavo in perpetuity. And therefore, even if you haven't got curtains up to define the Azara and curtains up to define where the Eichel is, still you can do the Korbanos over there. And similarly, you could eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, even if there's no walls up around there. This is very relevant in the time of the beginning of Bais Sheni, because when Ezra came, it actually took a long time. The Persians kind of granted and then withheld their permission to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash many times. It took like basically 22 years to build and get going again. So therefore, the question is, did they need to set up curtains in order to have the Beis Hamikdash functioning in the interim period so they could build walls up? That's the Mishnah's discussion in a nutshell. So inside the Mishnah says as follows, Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, Eliezer holds that he heard, his Masor is, Kishayu bonim beheichel osim kilaim leheichel. When they were building the sanctuary, the Heichel, the structure in the Beis HaMikdash for Bais Sheni under Ezra, which the Heichel, which would have in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh. So they did the Osim Kalaim. They set up curtains to define the area where the Heichel would be. So you'd have like a Pesach to Ohel Moed, if you will. And also Kalaim Lazarus. They also set up curtains to define where the Azaros would be, just the Azaros, because you have essentially the primary one. You have the Ezros Yisrael, but you have the Ezros Kohanim, which is the majority of it, and so on. So they defined where the Azara would be, so that, again, you would have defined Azara, the analog to a Chatzir of the Pasuk, and that they could reinvest with the Kedusha, and then you could do Korbanos within that curtained area, even though you haven't yet built the full solid stone structure. Elisha Beheichel, Bonim Mebuchutz. He just speaks out that when they ended up putting the physical real wall out of stone for the Heichel, they built it b'chutz, they built it on the outside of the curtains, meaning you could never see into the Heichel once the curtains were up. The idea was that people shouldn't be able to sort of feast their eyes on the lazun einav, feast their eyes, if you will, on the Kodesh. It was like private, so it had a curtain to shield it off from people seeing, and then they built a wall around it, so then until the structure is built. Whereas that's for the Heichel, Uva Azara bonim b'chutz. But when it came to the building of the Azara where they, what Ezra's Kohan and Ezra's Yisrael, that section, so that they built it mibuchutz, meaning they built it on the outside of the curtain. Again, so people from the outside of the Beis Hamikdash looking in would never be able to see inside without, proper going in as with the proper decorum and requirements that one needs to have to go inside the Beis Hamikdash precincts. Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. He says that wasn't even necessary because the Kedusha that was invested by Shlomo HaMelech was not just L'Sha'ata in Bais Rishon Tzam, but it was L'Asid Lavo, it was in perpetuity. And therefore, even without those features, you still had a place where you could do korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, he says, Shemati shemakriven afal pi she'en bais. He said they were able to bring korbanos even though they hadn't yet built any structure whatsoever, even not curtains. V'ochlin kachei kachim afal pi she'en kilayim. And similarly, even though there's no curtains around the perimeter of Yerushalayim, still the footprints of Yerushalayim, which was sanctified from the time of David Melech and Shlomo, which is kind of the area nowadays, which was like down towards the Kotel area and to the south, like towards like Ir David and so on, and around there, not the whole big Yerushalayim as they have today, which was built. Those walls are built really in the 16th century by the Turks. In any case, the point is that he says, Rabbi Yehoshua, that they could eat in the old footprints within the ruined ruins of Yerushalayim without any walls whatsoever, because the Kedusha that was invested in it was a permanent Kedusha, not a temporary Kedusha. Therefore, they eat the Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni, Afa Pisha Ein Choma, even though it had no walls. She Kedusha Rishona, because the original sanctification from David Melech and Shlomo Melech of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash and the Azaros, that all was the Sha'ata and the Kitchel Hasid Lavo. The Kedusha was not just temporarily for the time when they were up and running in Bayit Rishon, but forever thereafter. Okay? Now, the Rambam paskens that the, for sure in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha lapsed and it's get reinvested, and only what the land was conquered by the Olei Bavel and re-Muchsak, re-taken control of by the people who came back from Bavel, that's what has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The rest doesn't on a Doraisa level. And he holds that the Kedusha that they invested in the rest of the Mikdash was Lasid Lavo, so that means that now, in theory, we could bring Karbonos even now in the base of Mikdash area without even having any walls up or the like, although for other reasons maybe we can't. But in any case, that would be the din, that the Kedusha, certainly after Bayis Sheni, was a what was done in the Bayis Sheni period of time, for sure persists to today, and that Kedusha is Lasid Lavo.